AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We know what didn't happen, but we still don't know what did. Our Ed Donahue with the latest on the investigation into last month's Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia.
The NTSB checked phone records, and there were no indications the engineer was calling or texting while the train was in operation. Records from Amtrak confirm engineer Brandon Bastian did not have access to the Wi-Fi system on the train. 8 people were killed in the crash last month. Bastian has told investigators he had no recollection of the crash. His lawyer has said the engineer kept his cell phone in a bag and used it to call 911 after the crash. Accident investigators have said previously they have not found any mechanical problems with the train. Ed Donahue, Washington.
They still haven't found those two escaped killers after a search yesterday in Willsboro, New York. So this morning they're resuming a house-to-house search in Dannemora, 40 miles north, where the men used power tools to cut their way out of prison over the weekend. Anytime now, the White House may announce a decision to send several hundred more troops to Iraq. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. wants to add another U.S. training site there to help in the fight against Islamic militants.
There are 4 American camps operating now, with slightly fewer than 3,100 U.S. troops on hand. An official says between 400 and 500 more would be required to run the extra site, aimed at getting more Iraqi troops into the fight against Islamic State militants, with a focus on getting Sunni tribal volunteers into the fold.
FIFA is suspending the bidding contest for the 2026 World Soccer Cup tournament for the moment. FIFA's Secretary General says it just doesn't make sense to go ahead with it right now, given the corruption scandal. The Dow is up 143 points. This is AP Radio News. The government wants to phase out trans fats. It says that could prevent thousands of deaths every year. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this story.
There are a lot fewer trans fats in the nation's food than there were a decade ago. But the Obama administration is moving toward getting rid of them almost entirely. The Food and Drug Administration says Americans still eat about a gram of trans fat every day. Phasing it out could prevent 20,000 heart attacks and 7,000 deaths each year. The FDA originally proposed in November of 2013 to phase out trans fats over time. The agency says it will make a final decision by June 15th. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Turns out chimps get drunk. A new study describes what it calls lengthy drinking sessions in which chimps in West Africa drink the fermented sap of palm trees, which actually can be used to make wine. They say one adult male in particular accounted for 14 of 15 drinking events. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.